You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com to listen to past programs and find real estate information. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Back in 2002, I took along Bev, a client of mine, friends Larry and Bev, married couple, and Bev and I hiked. We drove up San Marcos, Old San Marcos Road, parked the car, had these detailed instructions like finding a buried treasure, and found this, to be generous, call it a road, more of a trail. The switchbacks on it were unbelievable. Switchbacks, if you don't know, are just when you're going down a steep or up a steep incline or down a decline, the road just can't go straight. So you have to go to the jog one way and then jog back the other way. And, you know, when it makes that jog back, it's kind of a V turn or almost a U turn or a switchback. Unbelievably treacherous. We hiked, I don't know if it was almost an hour. According to the listing agent, he said it was an hour hike. I would have guessed 40 minutes from memory. He said it was an hour. A phone or electrical wires were strung from tree to tree as we're hiking and walking down and up, going over some old bridge. Some creek was there. These wires, I don't know, they're phone lines? The people, they were just like strung from bushes. Felt like it was Swiss Family Robinson. In the background, I heard the theme from Deliverance playing. It was an interesting feel to be, you know, just a few minutes from downtown Santa Barbara, and then suddenly you're hiking in the middle of nowhere. And then we get up to this spot, and we get to the 10 acres that's for sale. And I had this fantasy, God, maybe I could be a mountain man. You need a four-wheel drive vehicle or a motorcycle to get out there. We get to this plateau. It was about the worst 10 acres you could think of, mainly because it was only about 110 feet wide and almost 500 feet long. So it's not what you'd consider a normal-sized parcel. It had been listed, we'll get into the price in a minute. So the guy finally, I didn't buy it. I'll get into the price now. It had been listed for $500,000. I think by a different brokerage. And then it went to $250,000. And then it went down to $170,000. And it finally sold for $140,000. And not too long after close of escrow, the buyer tried to sue the listing agent when he realized, I guess, he bought a pig in a poke. And fortunately, the listing agent had compiled about 200 pages of disclosures. And that saved the real estate agent and prevented the lawsuit coming to fruition. So to give you another idea, there was another agent I spoke to that had a listing on that road. He drove a photographer out there in his 4x4. The photographer, the agent said that there were marks in the upholstery where the guy was hanging on and clawing to the seat. He refused to drive out. He walked out. That's how steep and crazy this road is. Some bridge out there supposedly is red tagged. And this creek, someone told me, is one of two creeks, year-round creeks in Santa Barbara, supposedly loaded with Chumash Indian artifacts. And everything you could imagine would be obstacles. That there's numerous people living up there, like mountain people, just on the lam. It's just bizarre. When you don't have a road and you can't get a fire truck down there, you're not going to get a building permit. You're not going to be able to do a lot of things, pretty much anything. But yet, the man who was accused of setting the Patent Cave fire, whether he did it or not, I have no idea. But that's where the man lives, down this road. That's what's been in the paper. How can 40 acres sell for only $380,000? Well, couple of things I read in the paper. Let me tell you what I agree with and I think makes sense. the county, well, just whatever what the county did. In general, when you list a property in the with the machine, the MLS, the realtors, the agents, they're going to do due diligence. They're going to market it, and you're going to get a better price than just some backroom kind of deal. You might, and then I know there's some people out there listening to this, taking it completely in a bastardized impression here and say, aha, that's why prices are so high. See, the realtors, they keep driving up the prices, which is pretty much just put on the straitjacket and walk out the door. Oh, no, then you won't be able to shut the radio off. Shut the radio off first, then put on your straitjacket if you think that. I was getting a suit tailored about 4 years ago downtown. This guy retired, and I was talking to him, and there was some guy in there with him, and as soon as he heard I was a realtor, I thought he was really going to choke me or stab me with the scissors that the tailor had. I mean, he was so irate. I was responsible for the fact that he didn't own a house in Santa Barbara. So what would you rather do? Would you rather, you know, have some old lady sell a house and not know what she's doing, and then you can get to steal it? Would that make you happy? So now I've got a good story actually about a reality check for quitclaims deed and what someone did and bought something without a realtor. And the irony of that story is they thought they were ripping off the seller, and lo and behold, you know, if it's too good to be true, the old adage, it's too good to be true. So what's true about what I've read in the paper is that, yeah, you know, real estate agents, Association of Realtors, we, for the most part, and most of us know what we're doing, evaluate value and do the proper disclosures. This guy had 200 pages of disclosures. That part's true. But whether or not this 40 acres, if it was listed, would have garnered more than the $380,000 it got in this foreclosure auction deal that the county sold, I don't know. I wasn't going to do all the work and effort to try to determine it. The 40 acres is located even further west of the 10 acres I looked at, so it's even further away, a longer drive, although from that point on, the road, it's kind of flat. And the 40 acres, from what I understand, is incomparable to the 10 acres. It's beautiful, and it's set out, and the views and everything. The views were great on the 10 acres. But the point is, I don't know what this buyer who bought it, I don't know what he knows. And hopefully he's got some deal with the avocado farmer in front. Although why the avocado farmer in front didn't buy this, I don't know. Because then he could have made it $1 million or $1.5 million property. All you need is a road to it. It helps to have a road. A helicopter and a gondola, they're not going to give you a building permit. And right now, for at least from 2002, that was a way to get there. Now, maybe this guy's got something going, or maybe he just has the money to sit on it until maybe eventually something will happen. And that's fine too. But how many buyers out there are willing to do that? Can afford to do it? I don't know. And I don't know if they could have gotten more than $380,000. Maybe they could have. But I didn't want people out there. I kept reading about this, and no one really talked about the situation that exists out there. I mean, this guy's not going to start building a house, and it's just not going to happen. So we're out there, and we're going to go to, I'm going to talk till about 35 minutes after the hour, if that's okay. Okay. We're out there on the 10 acres, and a guy drives up. We're walking around looking at this property. Beautiful views, beautiful. And he shuts off his bike, and he starts to inquire and kind of, not in a threatening way, but he starts to grill us. You know, what are you doing? It's one of the people that lives up there. They're not used to seeing people on animals on two legs, I guess. What are you doing? You know, that's fine. So we chat for a bit, and you know, and he goes, oh, I live down the road. And I say, well, what's your story? Where do you? Well, he wasn't interested in engaging and telling me what his story was. I go back home, And the same day, I decide, you know, I've got some stack of old newspapers. And I got to just start cleaning. I'd saved them and I hadn't read some of them. I'd been on vacation. And I just start tossing them. And I look at the front page of one of the Santa Barbara news presses. And there's the guy's picture filling half the front page. The guy that just stopped us on the motorcycle. That was the guy that was accused of setting the Painted Cape fire. I don't even want to mention his name. I don't want to mention the name of the guy who bought the land. I mean, it doesn't matter who these people are and what their story is. It's not my business. And, but it was kind of freaky. That was kind of freaky. I was trying to talk myself up into buying this, but, I didn't. And you know what? You know, maybe if I had $380,000 sitting around, you know, maybe I would have bought the 40 acres and, I don't know. I don't know what it's zoned. Is it zoned? They took away a lot of the zoning. It used to be ag zoning up there, but a lot of it's mountain zoning now. It's a lot more restrictive. So there's just a lot more, a lot bigger story. And then just put the road. Let's say you could even get the bridge fixed and go through the creek and get over this and that. I mean, the cost of a road that long, obviously, if you paid $380,000, even if you had to pay $500,000 for a road and an easement, you're still into it pretty good. Because if you have a road put in to that 40-acre parcel, believe me, it's worth many times what he paid for it. And the question as we unfold in the coming years is, will it end up being worth that price? But the bottom line again, sure, you list with a realtor, generally, you're going to get more for your property. In this case, was it worth more? Don't know exactly. Would it have gotten an appreciable difference more? Don't know exactly. But it's not a cakewalk. Don't read it that way. The story about the man, this is from a couple who wrote into a paper talking about needing a realtor. Last summer, the man writes, we spent 2 weeks vacationing in a resort area, which we grew to love. Well, right away, I feel sorry for these people. If you can go somewhere and 2 weeks grow to love something, you have a soft heart. And in this case, it turns out to be a weak mind. We noticed a for sale by owner sign on a vacant lot right on the lake. When we phoned, we talked to the owner. He was getting on in years. He decided to sell his lot for only $28,000 cash. Well, that seemed like a bargain. We met the owner at a coffee shop, and he said his lawyer prepared the quitclaim deed. Quitclaim deeds are used in many situations, generally not when you make a straight sale and go through the normal channels. But sometimes they're used in divorce situations. It's just kind of it's circumventing all the traditional hurdles of transfer of title. And I shouldn't say hurdles. I should say insurance and protection, as this now reveals. So he met him in a coffee shop. He goes, well, we prepared a quick claim and it looked official. So we gave him $28,000. But he refused to accept it. He wanted cash. So we went to the bank, gave him cash. Bought the property. However, when we recently applied for a building permit for a small cabin, the local building department told us the lot is undersized and too small to build on. They were very familiar with the lot. Now we can't find the seller. When our son, and here's the big joke, a real estate agent, took our deed to a title insurance company, they refused to insure the title for us because it appears our sellers or the seller might not have even held valid title. What recourse do we have? Well, pucker up and kiss your $28,000 goodbye, $28,000. It's just unbelievable to me that someone in this day and age could get caught in a situation like that and get scammed. And the fact that their son was a real estate agent, either they didn't consult with him or they decided that they were completely ripping this guy off. And we better not make waves, and we better settle for the quitclaim. Let's not go to the title company. Let's not go through normal channels. This is a steal. But not to have the sense to do any due diligence, to go down to a title company to confirm that the guy who you're handing money to is the owner on title, to confirm what the zoning is, what's buildable. You know, it doesn't take all that long. So the answer, of course, the guy was victim of a scam. And the quitclaim deed, it may be worthless. The guy might not even own the property. But even if he owned the property, you now own something you can't build on. So what good is that? So think about that the next time you want to crash and cash in on bashing realtors. Okay, I think that covers who needs a realtor. And I, you know what? I hope the guy does very well up on the 40 acres. I'd love to go up there and visit him. Put in a gondola, maybe. There was a full-page ad of a sealed bid announcing a sale in a street. And let me tell you, auctions, you know, real estate agents, they can still be involved with that, still make a commission. I'm not bad-mouthing it because it's taking businesses away from me. I've heard there's been a couple of stories that haven't been good, and I'm sure there have been some stories that are good. But these people took out a full-page ad in the Sunday real estate section of the local paper announcing this. Now, the county, you know, they do these kind of sales, I don't know about all the time, but they're nothing new. And they did their traditional announcing, but they really didn't do a job like this. Why they didn't take out a full-page ad, I don't know. So the criticism leveled against them probably, you know, there's some point to it. But again, the future will tell what will be happening with 40 acres up on the top of San Marcos Road. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, our phone number 564-1290, 564-1290. Again, we're going to do a little bit more of an expanded fourth segment with the weekly multiple listing update. It's coming up on 27 minutes to the hour.